begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Plants,
iris,
are smarter than us.
Violets,
they make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water,
water,
sun, and air,
and
are
sun.
All they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants.
Ooh.
It's Garden Talk Live. Good morning, everyone. I'm Steve Garner, along with Dave Fazio in the KSRO greenhouse. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. I haven't seen you since June. My gosh.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Rachel was here last week, the 11th, and the week before the 4th. How was your July 4th?
Quiet, which was very nice.
No fireworks?
No fireworks, no parades, no nothing.
No, just a quiet day at
home.
Nice
hot dog barbecue, and that was about it.
Very nice. Dennis Dunn is on the line from the original Certified Farmers Market, and this is always how we kick off Garden Talk Live for many, many years, with an update on what's the freshest produce and sweets and restaurant-style foods anywhere in the county. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Steve and Dave. How are you guys?
We are doing very well. How's it looking this morning at the market?
Packed. A lot of vendors, a lot of people. Looks good.
Great. Perfect good. Morning. A little chilly, overcast this morning. Great time to be shopping for produce.
Yeah, but much nicer than it was two or three days ago.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal. Dennis, what looks good this morning?
Well, I stopped by Alexander Valley Farm, and they have the purplest potatoes I've ever seen. You know, sometimes you get the purple potatoes, and they're kind of dull purple and a little bit dirty. These are waxy and just bright purple. I don't know what kind they are, but they're gorgeous, and I'm going to have to try them.
Okay.
They've also got a table full of, they've got some fennel out and some kale and some beautiful basil. So stop by and say hi to Alexander, the folks at Alexander Valley. I'm standing in front of Singing Frog Farm, and they've got a line going. They've got cucumbers. They've got squash, three different kinds of tomatoes, shishitos, rainbow kale, rainbow chard, carrots, cauliflower, fennel, red butter lettuce, pretty much you name it, Singing Frog has it. Nick at Seven Moons is here. He's got a full table today of that stuff's called corn. he's got carrots. He also has two or three different varieties of tomatoes, lettuces, and potatoes as well. Let's see here. Ortiz Family Farm is here, and they've got a whole box full of zucchini blossoms. They also have tomatoes, some beautiful red and white onions, some pickling cucumbers. And then, of course, we have the Patch, who has added another half table to the five or six tables of tomatoes they already have. He's got bell peppers. He's got Blue Lake beans today. He's got Romano beans today. Did he bring out his potatoes? Yes, he brought out his potatoes. So stop by and say hi to the folks at Patch. Reyes Farm is here, and they've got four or five different kinds of squash. They also brought some tomatoes today. Everybody's got tomatoes now. It's getting bigger and bigger. They've got some yellow bell peppers and some padrones and shishitos. So come on down, folks. We got pretty much everything.
Fruit.
Let's see. We love First to Market. Beet Generation has three different kinds of melons today.
Wow.
First melons of the season that I've seen at the market.
Yeah.
So stop by there. I'm looking at fresh strawberries at Ortiz Family Farm. Reyes has strawberries as well. Let's see, Ponce still has all the stone fruit you can think of, about three or four varieties of plums, apricots, peaches. They've got table grapes as well, nectarines. And, oh, I thought I saw citrus, but it's not. It's a peach. So they've got that. Schlettowitz, I believe, also has peaches and the like. They've got table grapes as well. And a little bit of citrus. They got some lemons. So they're, oh, and Hector has figs.
Oh,
so there's a lot of, no, excuse me. They're not, I lied. They're not figs. Oh, they're little pears. They're little pears. So there's, Hector's got some pears, and he's also got some blackberries out as well. So plenty of that. And Sebastopol berry is here, but I don't know what they brought, so don't ask.
Oh. Okay, so no figs.
No figs. I lied.
But maybe little pears.
Yeah, but little pears.
Okay. Onward we go to Carnivorous Corner, Dennis.
Let's see. Anna Seafood has a sale today. Bay shrimp is $10 a pound, and the large white shrimp are $15 a pound. And it also looks like they're having a one-day sale at the store for their anniversary at 50% off of everything in the store.
What?
Yeah.
You mean on seafood, the retail market in Petaluma?
And I don't know if it's, yeah, in Petaluma.
Yeah. Wow, that's incredible. Okay,
yeah.
Thanks
so
for letting us
that's
know.
That's pretty cool.
Great.
No problem. Let's see. Hector has his cuts of beef today. Achudin is here with pork, beef, and chicken. Silver Sky Ranch is here with all of their meat cuts. Let's see, I'm manning the booth today at Woodland Charcuterie. You got three different salamis, about seven different kinds of sausages. He's got sliced ham. He's got pastrami today. And, of course, bacon and mortadella. He's got duck rillettes, two different pâtés. So we got all kinds of stuff at Woodland Charcuterie today. And, of course, premium organic dairy products from Strauss Family Creamery.
Mm-mm. And this morning at 11:05, Albert Strauss, CEO from Strauss Family Creamery, will be in the studio with Emily Ash Lamb and me, along with dairy rancher Jolene McClellan, one of the International Dairy Women of the Year, because we're celebrating National Ice Cream Day tomorrow.
Ooh.
About that, July 19th, by Presidential Proclamation 1984, Ronald Reagan. No matter what you thought about his presidency, he's the one that declared Ice Cream Day the third Sunday in July, starting in 1984. So we're going to celebrate on the show today.
I hope Strauss is going to bring you some vanilla ice cream.
They have more than just vanilla.
Well,
I think we're doing.
Isn't vanilla your favorite? Or
well, it is. Oh, you know that about me. Yes, they have chocolate, they have vanilla, and a couple strawberry, and they have one more in the freezer. They dropped it off yesterday. Sorry to digress, Dennis.
No problem. It's a good. That was a good path to take, though.
Okay, then stroll on over to Carb Corner in Sweet Street.
Well, before we get there, I just want to mention, of course, our pucker up area, I guess, pucker up place. Geyserville Gourmet is here, and they've got sauerkraut, pickled red beets, pickled green papaya, cauliflower, marinated mushrooms, marinated zucchini. They've got dolmas and tzatziki and cherry bombs. And, of course, Menheen Hill has all of her pickled stuff with four different kinds of kimchi and pickles and pickled beets and pickled green beans. And I actually have a large order to pick up from her today as well. So don't forget those guys. Okay. Restaurant-style food and – oh, no, wait. Sweet Street. Cacao Bakery is here with all of with all of their vegan goodies. Cousteau's is here with, as I mention every week, one of everything. Sweet House is here with their baklava. Um, Who else is that? Oh, Mendocino Baking Company is here with all of their gluten-free stuff. So, again, there's plenty of all that good stuff to be had.
Sounds beautiful. Now head on over to Restaurant Row.
Restaurant Row, Mama Yali's, sesame balls, pot stickers, veggie egg rolls, pork buns, shumai dumplings, shrimp dumplings. let's see, no Ellie's today, but Cali Fresh Greek is here again with their lamb and beef heroes, and well, they've got chicken heroes as well and falafel heroes. Non-hibiscus lemonade Greek fries. We have a new vendor here today, the Pinche Crazy Burger, that has burgers, breakfast sandwiches, burritos, quesadillas, torta cubanas, hot dogs. Small Pie Pizza Company is here, and they've got their ovens fired up. Manny from Mi Fiesta is here as well with tamales enchiladas and the like.
What was the name of the new vendor?
La Pinche Crazy Burger.
Yeah, I thought that that's what you said, but I said I couldn't have been hearing that correctly.
That's okay. What it is.
All right. Dos Crazy Burgers, por favor. I like that. That's what I'm going to order. Who's providing?
They were actually in Cloverdale a couple of weeks ago, and I had one of their hot dogs. It was pretty good.
All right. Who's providing tunes today?
Yes.
Okay. To be determined.
A guitar player with doing feedback in about four or five different effects pedals.
Boy, it sounds like a fantastic market. Get there early, although temperatures are going to be pretty mild today, upper 70s to low 80s. Picture perfect day to go and attend and support the longest running market in all of Sonoma County since the late 1960s. Over 55 years, our original certified farmers market deserves our support. I was up there last week. I loaded up with nectarines, peaches, plums. I went crazy last week at the market. They're all gone now, but they were really good.
It's that time of the year for them.
Yeah.
Though.
If not now, then when?
Yeah.
8:30 to 1 o'clock today at the Luther Burbank Center. At 60 seconds off Highway 101 at the River Road, Mark West Springs exit. Look for the white billowing tents. Look for the friendly, helpful vendors and producers and farmers. You will have a ball for the time you spent there. If you can't make it today, there's the midweek market also Wednesday, 8:30 to 1 o'clock. Dennis Dunn, thanks a million, and I hope you'll celebrate National Ice Cream Day tomorrow.
I sure will. And I do want to mention that, you know, over 50 years in business and not one known case of cyclospora.
Yeah, that's been front page news, isn't it?
It sure has.
Yeah. Trust your local farmers at the farmers market. You won't have to worry about that. Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week and be good.
Take care. Dennis Dunn, the one, the only, right?
Mm-hmm.
What a character and what a great market spokesperson. It is Garden Talk Live. We exist for one reason only, and that's to bring you the best plant experts in the entire Bay Area as guests. But above that is interacting with you, talking with you, finding out what's going on in your garden, whether you're proud of something that you haven't grown before and it's doing great. We'd love to hear your success stories. But also, if you're having challenges, some problems with a plant that's not growing well, that seems to be sluggish, or leaves are being eaten alive, or the fruit has holes in it, or has discolored, there's a cause for it. And we have experts Dave Fazio 2 weeks in a row, and then Dr. Rachel Spaeth 2 weeks in a row, who have had years and years and years of answering gardening questions. Dave founded the Sonoma Mission Gardens, his fabulous nursery in Sonoma, back in the mid-1970s, 55 years plus counting. Also taught for many years at our Santa Rosa Junior College in the horticulture department, and has done countless hundreds and hundreds of landscape designs and installations. So if you have a gardening question, really start with the best locally generated content, not from an anonymous email source, not from AI. Please, please, we beg you, don't put your trust in AI. I have nightmare stories to share, as does Dave. Hey, it's a great starting point. AI is a great starting point to develop questions that you will then ask a professional, a human, that performs these tasks day in and day out. Trust in Garden Talk, 707-636-1350, or steve@ksro.com. We would love to hear from you this morning. Participate in the show.
Ryan, electrical work is not a DIY project. One wrong move and boom, you're in the dark.
Exactly. That's why we tell everyone. Call the licensed pros at 707 Plumbers and Electric. We handle everything. Big jobs, small jobs, and the my lights keep flickering jobs.
If your panel's outdated or breakers keep tripping, we do inspections, repairs, and full panel upgrades. Safe and reliable.
Want more control? Smart panels, energy monitoring, alerts, remote access, basically giving your home a brain.
And whole home surge protection is huge. Lighting, outages, bad wiring, we protect your appliances and electronics.
Lighting upgrades too. LEDs, smart lighting, whatever you need to brighten your home and cut energy use.
Plus EV chargers, fast, clean installs so you're always ready to roll.
Backup power systems, detectors, attic fans, whole home fans, we do it all.
Call 707 Plumbers and Electric today or visit us online.
Trusted, local, done right the first time.
Get ready for Brawl for All. Experience action-packed live boxing and nonstop excitement in Petaluma, July 18th. Get your tickets now at NorthBayKnockout.com. Brawl for All, powered by Leaf Filter.
Our pets aren't just pets, they're family. And at Big Wolf Pets, they're treated that way. Big Wolf Pets has everything to keep tails wagging and whiskers twitching. And the best part? You can shop anytime, anywhere. Visit BigWoofPets.com and get your pet's favorite things delivered right to your door. Big Wolf is a small local business in Lafayette. So when you're in the neighborhood, bring your pet and say hi. Support small business. Visit BigWoofPets.com. Big Wolf Pets, because our pets deserve the best.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery in Healdsburg, and I'm very excited to introduce you to Dr. Alessandro Cusano.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cusano, craniofacial and aesthetic plastic surgeon with extensive experience in aesthetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, as well as aesthetic surgery of the breast and body.
Dr. Cusano will be taking over here at the Jacobs Center in 2026. He is fellowship trained in three different disciplines, including craniofacial plastic surgery from the world-renowned Johns Hopkins Hospital. We're excited to welcome Dr. Cusano as he brings the latest techniques and procedures to us in Sonoma County.
Thank you, Dr. Jacobs. And if you've been thinking about an aesthetic procedure, I invite you to give me a call at the Jacobs Center or reach out online at thejacobscenter.com. I'm looking forward to meeting new patients and sharing in your personal journey to becoming your best self, both inside and out.
For more information about procedures offered by the Jacobs Center, visit thejacobscenter.com. That's thejacobscenter.com.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
Something I have talked to more people this week that are having either ground squirrels or gopher or problems than I can remember in 38 years of doing this show. Is it getting worse? Are we having an outbreak? People that have said, I've never had anything. Now there's holes in my garden where there's never been before. I can't keep up with it. It's like a sudden invasion. Am I just talking to the wrong people, or do you think it's gotten worse over the years?
No, I think from everybody a lot of my clients and stuff that I've seen, the population of the rodents has really exploded in the last few years. And, you hardly ever saw a ground squirrel around Sonoma County, and all of a sudden they're in herds.
In herds.
There's massive amounts of them around, and...
And they dig holes into the garden.
They dig holes into the garden and stuff too, yeah. And the moles and gophers and stuff have been really, really bad. And the rats have been horrid, you know.
And will rats actually dig into the soil?
There's one rat that runs around underground like moles do.
And what, that's called a ground rat?
I think it's Norwegian. Norwegian roof rat. There's another variety of a rat that it works in the ground. And actually, I was putting water into my fish tank, filling it up, and there's a big potted plant right behind it, and I was using the hose on that, and all of a sudden the soil in the pot started coming up, and this enormous rat came out of the bottom of the pot.
Wait a second. Wait a second. I didn't expect Dave to reply with this answer. This just happened?
A couple months ago.
Okay. Well, you never mentioned that on the show.
Well, I had never really run into that. I mean, I'd seen them, and I've got an area of my vegetable garden where the ground had a pretty heavy layer of mulch on it, and it was just riddled with little trails and everything. And at first I thought it was moles, and then I realized, no, this isn't, because I was finding them in the beds, and moles can't get into my beds because they're raised.
They're raised, got it.
You know, but the rats can. They climbed the side and dug holes and, you know, were burrowing underneath my vegetable plants and stuff.
So in your raised beds, do you have a screen under the bottom to prevent them from coming up?
They're all protected. That's part of the reason they've got raised beds and stuff. But these rats will actually go over the side of them and up into the planter and then back down underground.
Oh, I bet that's what I have too. I've got about 7 or 8 holes that I've never seen before. And it looks like they're interconnected through from one bed to the other. But I don't have screening on the bottom. These are brick ones that were part of the landscaping. Mm-hmm. So, yes, they're raised beds, but they're not enclosed beds. Do you understand what I mean? They're no bottom. I'd have to take out 1.5-2 feet of soil and put in screening on the bottom. So they're probably just coming up from underneath into my raised beds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
My raised beds are two and a half feet off the ground. You know.
Yeah, so mine are two.
But they have to climb to get up there and stuff. And I noticed the other day I was out picking blackberries on my neighbor's property, and there is an abundance of holes that have happened in the last probably 2 weeks, and possum scat, like nobody's business. You know, 2 weeks ago there may have been 1 or 2 holes, and the other night when I was out there was probably at least a dozen holes.
So everything, possums, skunks,
raccoons,
and now ground rats, which can actually climb up over your beds and start burrowing and digging into your raised beds. They're not going to have to bother to come up through the bottom of the soil. They're good climbers, aren't they?
Yep.
Oh, gee. Well, then what everyone's telling me is true, and I've experienced also these past several weeks, like where to start. How do you determine whether it's a mole, a pocket gopher too? But that could come up.
Yeah,
it's on the bottom too. But it doesn't. But I don't see any trails. Number one, I don't see any mounds, so it's not moles, right?
Well, normally with moles, you'll have like a raised trail on the ground.
No, don't have that.
And you'll get that with a ground rat also.
Don't have that.
And then you get piles generally from gophers.
Don't have that.
You know, so it could be, I don't know what it could be that's under there. But
is that same as a pocket gopher? Would they do the same thing? Oh, gosh. Okay.
And you know, everybody, you know, years ago, we used to plant landscapes and just go out and plant the plants. And nowadays, unless people say, no, I don't want them, we plant everything in gopher baskets to protect them so they can get themselves started before the gophers.
Could you plant green beans in gopher baskets? Or is that not going to...
Theoretically, yeah, you could. It'd be a little bit more difficult, but yeah.
Okay. Well, they're not... my old green bean patch, they dug holes adjacent to the green beans, not And that kind of over time caused the green beans to start to collapse because I think it disrupted possibly the root system underneath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about maybe a foot away from the green beans. There's several different tunnels, I guess. So I did start trapping, but it might have been too late. I started doing just regular rat traps. Maybe I should have used mouse traps because it might be voles.
Generally, voles, you'll see a little tiny hole, not a little tiny, but a hole in the ground, and the area right around the top of the hole will usually be cleared of vegetation because they come up out of their hole and eat whatever's close by, and then they go back into their hole.
And for those, I should use mouse traps, not rat traps?
Yeah, because the rat trap is really huge compared to a vole. And vole is about the size of a mouse.
Okay, so a vole might not trip a rat trap. It wouldn't be enough weight. It could get the little peanut butter out without tripping
that it. And also, too, because the rat trap is so big, it could be that the vole's there where the little tripper is. And when it goes off the whatever you call that flange that flies over and smacks them, probably just misses them.
Yeah, because they're not big enough.
Mm-hmm.
They're not big enough.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to – I just got to get back and try to salvage what I can.
Feral cats do a really nice job.
Oh, I know. I wish we had time to have a cat. We have a friend that has a cat for their garden. They just got one. They just got it this month, and they named the cat July, which I thought was very clever. Okay, we'll take a break. We can take calls and emails. Actually, we're going to take Linda's email when we come back. 707-636-1350. Are you suffering from gophers, moles, voles, ground rats, ground squirrels, anything like that, and you have a remedy, a solution? Have you been successful? Please share your experiences with us this morning. If it's happening to us, it's happening to a lot of people out in Sonoma County. Garden Talk Live, 707-636-1350, or steve@ksro.com. You can ask your question that way, and of course, send us some photos if it's a plant issue that you'd like diagnosed.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
Hi, Jody Cohen from Sonoma Cutlery inviting you to stop fighting your food. Get your knives professionally sharpened at our new location across from SRJC. Drop off your knives and pick them up a few days later, or call ahead for a VIP appointment to get your sharpening done while you wait. Scissors and pruning shears too. We can also personalize your knives with custom engraving. Sonoma Cutlery across the street from SRJC. Sharpening details and more at sonomacutlery.com.
KSRO welcomes The Real Change with Jeff Gilman from the Redwood Gospel Mission. On the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month at noon, Jeff and his guests explore the realities of homelessness, breaking down stigma, understanding the paths that lead there, and inspiring our community to get involved and be part of the solution. The Real Change with Redwood Gospel Mission on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at noon on KSRO.
At SoCo Private Security, protecting who you are is what we do. Your home, your business, your peace of mind. Locally owned and family run in Santa Rosa, our team brings over 50 years of experience to every patrol and every post. Whether it's a shopping center, residence, or special event, we deliver security you can count on, day or night. Since 2013, clients across the North Bay have trusted SoCo to keep their communities safe. Learn more at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
Oh, man, I can't believe this.
Hey, Greg. Whoa, your car. You got sideswiped.
Yeah, just what I need, another pain in the neck.
Sorry, man, but hey, I know an auto body guy.
No thanks, I have an auto body guy.
No, seriously, you should go to Randy Hansen Auto Body.
Wow, Randy Hansen is my auto body guy.
Oh, that's awesome. I took my car there after my accident last year, and the front office people were great. I had no problem getting an appointment. The prices were super competitive. I got a free loaner car, and they did quality work, and they even dealt with the insurance company.
Time to call Randy Hansen Auto Body.
If your car's been in an accident, trust Randy Hansen Auto Body to fix it right and deal with the insurance company. After your vehicle is fixed, Randy Hansen Auto Body will even have it cleaned, sanitized, and detailed at no extra charge. In business for over 34 years, same location, same owners. Randy Hansen Auto Body, 2080 Llano Road in Santa Rosa, and online at randyhansenautobody.com.
If you haven't switched to Pure Talk because you're not sure their coverage is every bit as reliable as Big Wireless, why not take them for a test drive? For a limited time, Pure Talk is offering any of their plans for just $15 a month for the first 3 months, including their top-tier unlimited data plan. No contracts, no commitments, just a great deal on a high-speed network with unlimited data from an American wireless company. Dial #250, say micro, and let the savings begin.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following some early morning clouds, we can look to a mix of sunshine and clouds to give us daytime highs in the high 70s and low 80s. In the evening, fairly cloudy skies and a 20% chance of light showers should leave us with overnight lows in the mid to low 50s. Looking ahead, temps are expected to remain in the high 70s and low 80s all next week. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
It's Garden Talk Live at KSRO, 38 years and counting, part of Sonoma County's radio history. You have added us to the record books. Thanks so much for your patronage and insight and comments and just enthusiasm for gardening. You can reach us this morning at 707-636-1350 or shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. Would love to have you participate in the show. Share your successes and your challenges out in the garden this past week. Dave Fazio has helped thousands beginning in 1992 on the show, of course, but also owning Sonoma Mission Gardens for 55 years. He's answered a lot of gardening questions. Here's one that came in. Good morning, Steve and Dave. This plant started growing in my yard. I don't know how it got there. I didn't plant it. Could have been maybe a rabbit or a bird dropping some seeds. Do you have any idea what it is? And if so, should I keep it? And that's Linda from Santa Rosa.
It probably came in either from a bird, or it may have been growing in the neighbor's yard or something, because they kind of pop up wherever they like it. But it's pokeweed.
That's pokeweed. What I was going to say.
Yeah, and they're pretty when they bloom and stuff, and it makes a fairly decent looking plant. But I think isn't the seed that's poisonous?
Yes, the seed is poisonous.
If my memory serves me well. But they do have a pretty flower, and they're not a bad looking plant. They have a somewhat tropical appearance to them.
And it will spread.
It will spread. You know, if it likes that spot, next year it may be in several places in your yard instead of just that one spot. Placed by the window.
Yeah, it is poke, Linda. And actually, a lot of people over the years have sent us photos mm-hmm. of the exact same plant and wondering how it got there and didn't plant it. But probably most likely, like she speculated, that it's dropped from a bird or a rabbit, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is edible. Of course, the leaves are edible. It's a big dish in the South. Poke salad is very popular. But you do have to be careful if you have a kind of a high tendency to not do well with oxalic acid. It's high in oxalic acid, so you got to be careful. Some people boil it or steam it before adding it to a dish, but there's a lot of recipes online for poke salad. But you got to be careful how you treat it. You don't want to get any of the seed or any of that mixed in. So
yeah,
be forewarned.
My experience with poke weed is the only thing I've ever heard about it. It was, what's his name that sang the song about poke salad, Annie?
Billy Joe something. I forgot. Poke Salad Annie, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that's right, Will. It's not grown. We don't plant it here in California, by and large.
Not commercially.
No, not, but in the South, it's a very popular plant.
Mm-hmm.
707-636-1350. If you would like your plant ID'd or some direction about your garden issues, this is the place here in Northern California that is always there from 9 to 11 o'clock every Saturday morning to participate. And you can do so whenever you have time or interest. We're here. Coming up at 10:05, Elise Groves will be joining us live in the KSRO Greenhouse. Elise is part of the Sebastopol Fuchsia Society, a beautiful plant. And they're having their big, big event next week. Elise joined us last July, and she's so terrific. She'll be in. So if you have a fuchsia, if you're thinking about purchasing a fuchsia, don't do anything quite yet until you hear the 10 o'clock hour. And then at 11, it's Emily Ash Lamb on the Good Food Hour.
When it comes to your family's comfort, trust matters. Founded on family values, Enviro Heating and Air Conditioning is family-owned and operated. In fact, five of the founder's children work in the business today, delivering the service and workmanship that's built their reputation for decades. When you need heating, air conditioning, maintenance, or a new system, count on the team that treats customers like family. Enviro Heating and Air Conditioning. Seasons change. They don't. Tell your smartphone, Enviro Heating and Air Conditioning.
Decisions determine results. So which path do I want to take? Help people in need or stand on the sidelines watching? Worry about how to pay for school or have my education paid for? Push myself and learn new skills or stay the same? My decision is to serve part-time with the Army National Guard and my results will be life-changing. What will you decide? Go to NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the California Army National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters.
Does anyone even listen to the radio anymore?
You're listening right now, aren't you? And you aren't the only one. Every week, our stations reach over 200,000 people in Sonoma County.
When you use radio to advertise, local is everything. You want as many local ears on your message as possible. And when you advertise with us at locally owned Sonoma Media Group, we can target your ad to every demographic from teens to seniors.
Our local radio stations have dedicated audiences who listen regularly. When you advertise consistently, you're building a customer base and brand recognition that over time will increase your revenue and build your business.
Our marketing and creative teams are ready to help you create effective radio and digital messages that'll convert listeners into customers.
When the need arises for your services, make sure it's your business the listener remembers.
Sonoma Media Group has your marketing strategy covered with radio, digital, and print advertising. Learn more at SonomaMediaGroup.com.
Zappelli's Auto Body and Collision stands for trust, family, and quality collision repair in Sonoma County.
Hi, I'm Samantha Zappelli. My father started our family legacy in 1958. For almost seven decades, my family has been proudly serving Sonoma County.
And I'm Samantha's daughter, Brooke. As a third generation, I am proud to continue the Zappelli tradition. We keep the repair process simple and the standard high with competitive prices. All repairs are performed by certified technicians, and we work with every insurance company. For us, it's not just about the vehicles. It's about the integrity we put into everything we do.
For 67 years, families have trusted Zappelli's Auto Body to get them safely back on the road. And when your vehicle is ready, not only will it look great, but you'll also get peace of mind because every repair is backed by a lifetime warranty.
Zappelli's Auto Body, 4914 Sonoma Highway, online at ZappelliAutoBody.com. And remember, California law protects your right to choose the shop you trust. Zappelli's Auto Body, generations strong.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
Garden Talk Live on a beautiful, thank heavens, a little bit cooler Saturday morning after heat spike. But we're back to our normal temperatures, which is absolutely loving. You can reach us right now at 707-636-1350, or you can always shoot us an email, steve@ksro. Larry is on the line with us to talk about one of his favorite subjects, and that's, of course, rats. Hey, Larry.
Hey, love your show. Rats and moles. What a mess this year. We live out here in Oakmont. They're everywhere. You know, you can see them. you walk down the sidewalk and everybody's yard's got mole tunnel mounds.
Mm-hmm.
So
is this worse than ever, or have you seen?
I've never seen them before here. This is first year from us.
Uh-huh.
So they rototilled my entire yard. Part of it was okay. Part of it wasn't. They got under my air conditioning unit. They pushed up paving stones. They made dirt messes in lots of places. So I didn't want to really go aggressive with them. So I got this castor bean powder that you put over their tunnels and stuff, and it's supposed to kind of make a barrier so they go the other direction. And that worked for a while, and then they started heading for a new flower bed. And I said, that's it. So I got the evil, wicked, horrible scissor trap. It's like a bear trap you put underground.
Is this for moles?
Yeah, just for moles.
Yeah.
And in 2 hours, they come to check out. They hear the noise, and they come to repair their tunnels. And with 2 hours, I pulled out the alpha mole, and that ended it.
Wow! Now wait. You set the trap, the scissors trap. Have you worked with that trap before?
I've used them years and years ago over in Rincon Valley.
Okay,
and so they're pretty effective. There's different variations. They're all over. You know, lots of places sell them. Amazon's got lots of different variations, but.
Can you give us a quick tutorial about, because people have tried this and said, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm not catching any moles at all.
Okay. Well, moles are way different than gophers. Moles are, you know, they make those tunnels, and they keep their tunnels open. So this thing has like two giant scissors that, with big honking springs on it, and you put it down on the ground, and you step on it to compress the springs, and the scissors go down, you know, into the tunnel. There's in the direction of the tunnel, the scissors are opened, and there's one on each end of the trap. So whatever the direction they come from, they're going to trip it, and then there's a trip button in the middle. So when they come to repair their tunnel and they hit that trip button, the scissors close with this monster spring, and it's game over.
Got it. So how do you know where in the tunnel to put the trap, place the trap?
You find a fresh tunnel. It doesn't really matter. You just find a kind of a fresh tunnel. And you push the thing down in there, and within 2 hours, you know, they hear the noise, and they come in and repair their tunnel, and it's over.
Boy, that's really fast. Okay.
Yeah. I've used them before, and they're pretty effective.
Dave, do you sell the scissors mole trap?
We sell a couple varieties of those mole and gopher traps. Greg, the gopher guy who gives lectures or talks at our place, has actually developed a couple of traps that it's seem to be very effective.
That he sells?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, at Sonoma Mission Gardens?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's all kinds of... Scissors trap is one kind of a mole trap. There's other kinds, is that correct?
Yeah, but a lot of them are called scissor traps, particular type.
Do you have a brand that you enjoy having success with, Larry?
The ones on Amazon have all kinds of funky Chinese names, but the one that I used before in Rincon Valley looked like a pair of, you know, hinge horseshoes was made by Victor.
Victor, yeah.
You know, the traditional rat trap folks. So gopher traps are different. I used to be a professional gopher trapper for my grandfather years ago. So, yeah, they're different.
So you've covered moles and you've gophers. What about all these, what do you call them, rats? What kind of rats are they, Dave?
The ground rats?
The ground rats.
I haven't encountered those yet. I've got the roof rats, the gray ones, and I've got the Norway rats, the lighter gray ones.
Okay.
Yeah. They, you know, they're ignoring my peanut butter this year, and they're ignoring my traditional tunnel traps that the birds can't get into. But they're eating my strawberries. They come and harvest my strawberries as soon as they're ripe. They chew off the stems and carry them into the bushes or eat them in place. And the other weird thing is they climb up into my lemon tree, and they peel the lemons. They eat the lemon peel.
Yeah, I had that happen to my Meyer lemon. I couldn't figure. Remember that, Dave? I said, what is doing this? He said, and you said, rats, right?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. And, you know, it takes them like 2 or 3 nights to finish off a lemon. They just leave the inside hanging there.
Mm-hmm.
And I have tried all kinds of different things. I have, you know, run out of rat and mole trap tricks. So I'm open to ideas, desperate.
A good
cat. I don't want to use
Dave always says a good cat.
Yeah, but the cats eat the quail and the birds.
Oh, that's true. That's the downside. Yeah.
Yeah, the quail have vanished from Oakmont. It's not good.
Yeah. Well, I know you try to solve one problem, you've created another one. I know it's difficult.
Right.
Okay,
right.
But you've been successful with your mole population.
Yeah. Well, it turns out they're you know what you read online is that they're territorial. So you get one big alpha mole in there, and he'll chase off the other ones. Well, I caught one mole, and that ended it for both myself and the neighbor.
Interesting. Yeah. Does it sound, Dave, that maybe mole control is easier than ground rats?
It probably is, because we're more used to them and more used to trapping them.
Yeah.
The ground rat is something that seems to be a little bit newer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The population has really increased.
Mm-hmm. On gophers, I've used, the underground traps, and you have to be super careful with those, how you install them. But I've used the smoke bomb things before, the smoke bombs you bury in the hole.
Yeah.
That works okay for gophers, because the moles are smart enough to block the hole, and they have different hole designs, so the smoke won't get them.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that would work on these ground rats you guys are talking about. Just smoke them out, put the poison smoke bomb in there and cover it up.
I don't know about that. Boy, I've talked to people that said that soil is so porous that before you get a lethal dose, it's already leached out through the soil. I don't know. I mean, some people may have success in those. Okay, well, to be continued.
I've used, I have a special injector for hot, heavy metal dietary supplements, too, that I use.
Wow.
We won't talk about that.
We should have Larry come on the show. Thanks for calling, Larry.
Yeah.
Wonderful to hear from you. And we'll talk to the King of Olives next, because I think it's olive. We have to do something with our olive trees right about now. Don Landis will be chatting with us in just a moment.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone is offering a special promotion. Right now, you can save 40% on select in-stock slabs. Visit Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa to explore their wide range of slabs, including luxurious quartzite, durable granite, exquisite marble, stunning quartz, and amazing porcelain. This offer is available while supplies last, so hurry in to take advantage of the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs. Bedrosian's offers the largest selection of imported slabs and the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay, as well as engineered wood and vinyl. And Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists will help you bring your dream space to life. An elegant new kitchen, bath, fireplace, or engineered floor from Bedrosian's can make a significant difference to your space. Remember, the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs is only available while supplies last. Visit Bedrosian's Tile and Stone at 700 Stony Point Road to explore their unbelievable showroom and take advantage of this special promotion today.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
Lock them in.
Wow, thanks. I'm totally locked in. Woohoo!
That's the sound of another happy Love Car Wash customer who's getting unlimited washes at a locked-in rate of just $34.99 a month.
I'm locked in for life.
As long as you remain an active member, your rate will never change. And that's true love. Our top-tier membership. Available at Love Car Wash locations in Santa Rosa, Ronard Park, American Canyon, Ukiah, and coming soon to Cotati and Healdsburg.
Right now at Love Car Wash, lock in unlimited top-tier true love washes for just $34.99 a month. Includes access to all Love locations, dedicated member lanes for less waiting, and complimentary tools. Free vacuums, premium shine, unlimited washes. Locations in Santa Rosa, Ronert Park, American Canyon, and Ukiah. Coming soon to Cotati and Healdsburg. Visit LUVCarWash.com. LUVCarWash.com. Get locked in today.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
It's Garden Talk, absolutely live, and I believe it's time to be doing something, Dave, with our olives.
I believe so, too. It's that time of the year.
It is that time of the year, and there's somebody that knows an awfully lot about olives and their care and prevention of the dreaded olive fruit fly, and that's Don Landis, the Olive King. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Hi, everyone out there in Sonoma County and wine country and olive country, and hi, Dave, and hi, Steve.
Hi. So is this is the time that we should be doing something, like with either surround or something like that? What's the best protocol right now to be doing to protect our olive trees?
Well, the aspect of the olive fruit fly back in the day in 2000 and 2002 area when the flies first came, the common method was using the GF120, which is an attract and kill spray made by Dow, and you spray small segments of this attract and kill into the canopy. And that was pretty effective in conjunction with the fly traps, which we'll talk more about. But what happened was it went, I remember paying around $76 or $80 a gallon, and now it's over $300. Mm-hmm. And the other issue with the GF120 is that you have to be on it because it's a molasses-y type attract and kill, and it dries up, so you have to spray frequently throughout the growing season. And then when you mentioned the surround, that's what I flipped to. And about 10 years into the olive fruit fly, I was using the GF120 and having good success. And I went on a demonstration of the surround put on by Paul Vossen and his associates and said, oh, this is real messy. I'm just going to stick with the attract and kill. But the costs went up, and also the use of the surround, which everybody out there, surround is a refined clay, and it was very popular in the apple industry in Sonoma County areas for a very long time. So I said to myself that the time is valuable, and when you spray the trees with the clay, they turn white like they're flocked, but you don't have to tend to them throughout the whole growing season. So it becomes a lot more practical labor-wise to use the surround than the GF120. And also the surround clay application and also the GF120, I use Torula yeast attract traps, which is a liquibator type trap, and a lot of people manufacture them. I get them pretty cheap from a place in Michigan, but you can get them from ISCA Technologies in California. Harmony Farm sells them, and they're a donut-shaped base of a trap that holds water in it, and you break the yeast tablets into it, and then you screw the top on, and the flies get attracted by the fermentation process of the yeast in the trap, and they don't know how to get out the hole, so they just drop into the water and drown. So that's a really effective organic process of trapping. And then you got the sticky traps. So the liquibator traps, the yeast, Torula yeast traps, and the sticky traps need to be used in conjunction with whatever spray you use. So when you first introduced the program today, you mentioned the surround, and I go with the surround exclusively now just because the GF120 is so expensive and it requires a lot more labor.
Don, thank you so much for the call. Yeah, and so surround, we'll follow this up after the news, okay?
Yeah.
We're out of time. We've got to get to the news, Don, but thank you so much endorsing surround as a really good product to keep the olive fruit fly at bay, along with the traps, right, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hour number two of Garden Talk coming your way live. I'm Steve Garner in the KSRO Greenhouse. And then at 11 o'clock, it's the Good Food Hour with Emily Ashland.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk. K245DJ Petaluma, K278CD, KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News.